Haven't you guys just loved the youth taking over the service today? They have done an amazing job. And I'm going to count myself as part of the youth too. So, you know, it's funny because there's been a lot of the youth members in there. And I went to youth group or grew up with their moms. And I'm like, well, you guys are getting older, but I'm not. So so it's been so special. But I get to be here for Mother's Day, even though my mom is not here. She is with her family in Wisconsin. And it was so funny when she was planning this trip. I was like, yeah, Mom, don't worry. I can cover you at the church. Like, I'll help with everything. I was like, but you don't preach on Mother's Day, right? And she's like, no, I don't. You're good. Your dad does. And I was like, perfect. You know, so then I had agreed to come. And then probably a week later, after I had done a podcast about knowing your purpose, she calls me and she goes, I really think you need to preach this for Mother's Day. She goes, I'm going to talk to your dad. Hangs up the phone. And then I was like, oh, okay. So I'm getting the opportunity to preach on Mother's Day, which I'm so thankful for. And so today I am going to be talking about knowing your purpose. And so have you ever struggled with knowing your purpose? Have you ever tried to map out your life with a precise timeline? Because life rarely unfolds the way that we expect it to. You know, many of us, we have detailed plans for our future. You know, maybe it's married after college or have the kids by 30 and maybe our dream job by 35. And so most of us have created this detailed plan for our lives only to watch God work on a completely different schedule. So it's natural for us to want to take control of our future, but there's so much peace in recognizing that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't match our own expectations. It says in Proverbs 16:9 that a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And so today we're going to talk about the process of purpose. So will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to come together and to celebrate all of the women in our lives and the impact that they have on us. God, I thank you for today that as I speak, they are not my words, but they are yours that they hear. God, I pray for open hearts that are ready to receive the word that you have today. God, I choose to surrender my will to yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I want you guys to think about a time where you desperately wanted something, but maybe it was delayed. It might be a job, a relationship. Now looking back, can you see that the delayed prepared you or led you to something better? God sees the entire picture of our lives while we only see today. It makes me think of my mom when she does puzzles, which that's something that she loves doing. To me, I find it torture having to sit there and look at a puzzle, but she even has the puzzle board with the drawers and everything, and she sets it all out. But when I am looking at that 500-piece puzzle, I am looking at just the individual piece of where I'm going to be putting it on the board. But my mom, she's looking at the big picture. She's looking at the cover of the puzzle and the cover of the puzzle box. And so she's being strategic in placing where that piece goes. So she's thinking with the end in mind. And that's how God sees us. He sees the full picture when we sometimes just focus on that single puzzle piece of today. And so his delays, they're not denials. It's preparation. When we try to force our timeline on God, we're essentially treating him like a vending machine. How many of you have been up to a vending machine and you're looking through the snacks? Do I want something sweet? Do I want something salty? And you're like, okay, G number five, like that looks like the snack that I want today. But God, he's not interested in just giving us simply what we want when we want it. He's interested in giving us what we need and when we need it. He's shaping us into the person that he has created us to be. So the beautiful truth is that God's plans for us, they're good, even when they unfold differently than we would have imagined. His timing accounts for the factors that we can't see. Maybe it's the growth that we need, or the people that we're going to meet, or the circumstances that must align. Trusting his timing, it means believing that he loves us enough to give us his best, not just what feels good in the moment. Sometimes the greatest lessons come through waiting. A friend once told me that after she got married at the age of 23, that she thought children would come quickly. Instead, that they faced 4 years, 10 months, and 14 days of waiting. Through fertility treatments and countless prayers, they learned a fundamental truth. God is not Santa Claus. So his will doesn't always align with our immediate desires. But that waiting period that they had, it wasn't wasted time. It was preparation. When she surrendered her timeline to God's, she discovered that his delays were actually divine appointments. And now they have two children who eventually came, but they were not just babies. They were miracles that arrived in God's timing. And so surrendering to God's timing, it's not just a one-time decision. It's a daily choice. Every morning when we wake up, we have the opportunity to either live for ourselves or we can live for the life that God has a purpose for. So the daily surrender, that's where transformation happens. It's not in these grand gestures, but in small, consistent choices that we make. So think about your morning routine. Do you start by checking your phone? Or do you start with connecting with God? These small decisions will shape our entire day. When we begin each day by surrendering our plans, our worries, and our desires to God, we position ourselves to walk in His will. I think a lot of time when we think of the word surrender, we feel like we are being weak. Because usually when we watch movies, they're waving the white flag, and it's showing that they're giving up. But surrender doesn't mean that we're weak or we're becoming passive. It means that we are aligning our hearts with God's heart. It means that we can't do things on our own. We need Him. And we can do this through spiritual disciplines, like prayer, Bible studies, and fellowship. As we consistently practice these spiritual disciplines, something beautiful happens. Our desires, they begin to change. What we want starts to align with what God wants. This process, it requires patience within ourselves. Some days, we are going to surrender completely, and other days, we're going to struggle to let go. Anyone else have control issues? No, just me. So that's normal, and that's part of the journey. God, He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for willingness. Each day offers a fresh opportunity to choose His way over ours, and each choice builds our spiritual muscle for the next decision. In Psalms 37, verse 4, it reminds us to delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, this scripture doesn't mean that God becomes your personal genie and gives you everything that you pray for. But rather, as we align our hearts with His, our desires begin to match His purposes. I remember after graduating Bible school, I felt like I had no purpose, or at least I didn't know what that purpose was. And I was very intimidated by all of my friends around me because they seemed to know what their purpose was. And so I just knew that if I wanted to have purpose, I needed to make a change. And so the enemy, he is going to try to come in, and he is going to try to distract us from aligning our hearts with God's because he doesn't want that. But I remember somebody saying, stay connected to God, start serving in somebody else's dream, and God is going to reveal to you what you're supposed to do. And that's exactly what I did. I stayed connected to God. I was serving every week at church, and through time, God showed me what my purpose was. And you might be like, well, Kaylee, that's great for you, but I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I've messed up so much that God doesn't want to use me. Well, that again is a lie from the enemy, because there is no age limit on the purpose that God has for you. And if you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, he doesn't remember your past because you are a new creation in him. He is just waiting for you to connect to him and allow him to speak to you. So, how do we connect to God and develop spiritual disciplines? Well, just as you develop physical muscles through exercise, our spiritual disciplines must be practiced consistently. This includes regular prayer time with God. And I'm not just talking about praying to him, but listening to him, taking time to be still. We have grow groups here at the church. We have men, women, young adult classes. And Wednesday, I got to be here for the women's study. And it was just such a special time because there was just women of all ages and seasons of life. And we got to be together and just talk and pray. And it was just such a special time. So if you feel alone, it's because you are isolating yourself. And you need to get a part of community. And this is a great community to be a part of. And another one is serving in the local church. I mean, how special was it to see the youth? They're serving in all areas today. And I think that churches would not be able to be open if it wasn't for the volunteers who serve and make services happen each week. Now, there are so many different areas of the church to volunteer in. We have our teachers, our greeters, our ushers, our worship leaders, our nursery workers, and there's so many more. But maybe you're like, well, I don't like to talk to people. See the AV team up there? We got people up there. You can even clean the church if you want. We have areas where you don't have to talk to anybody. But if you feel like there is an area in the church that you would like to volunteer in, talk to Pastor Brad and Denise, because I know that Pastor loves to see people walking in their calling that God has given them. And he didn't even ask me to say this. This was just something that I had on my heart because I know the importance of serving. And so I know that I find true joy when I am serving in the local church. And there are some days where it's harder than others, but you are going to find joy in serving. And another spiritual discipline that I want to talk about is choosing obedience, even when it's difficult. So a question to ask yourself is, what specific area of my life do I need to surrender to God today? And what is a practical step that I can take to make surrender real? If you're struggling with finding your purpose, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Often struggle indicates you're exactly where you need to be because the enemy, he wants you to quit just before the breakthrough. And in Romans 8:28, it reminds us that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So when life gets difficult, our first instinct is to often assume that we're off track. We think struggle means we've made a wrong turn or that God has abandoned us. But what if the struggle actually indicates we are exactly where God needs us to be? The little boy I babysit, he was telling me about his class, and they had caterpillars, and they were waiting for them to get into their cocoon, which made me think about the process of a cocoon. So think about the butterfly that's struggling to emerge from its cocoon. That struggle, it's not a sign of failure. It's necessary for the development of strength to fly. And so our spiritual walk often includes struggle, but it indicates that God is developing something in us. And we just don't know what's ahead. So when you're facing challenges, instead of immediately looking for the escape route, ask God, God, what are you trying to teach me right now? Because is he developing patience in you? Are you learning to depend on him? Are you growing in compassion for those who struggle? Sometimes our greatest growth happens not in the easy seasons, but in the difficult ones. Because the enemy, he loves to whisper that struggle means you should quit. the enemy wants you to believe that if following God were right, it would be easy. But that's not how spiritual growth works. Just like your physical muscles grow through resistance, our spiritual muscles grow through challenges. So you might, your struggle, it might be the very thing that is preparing you for breakthrough that's just around the corner. So don't let the difficult seasons convince you to abandon God's path for your life. Instead, let it drive you into a deeper dependence on God. One common lie is that some purposes are more valuable than others. Whether you're impacting one person or thousands, every act of obedience matters to God. D.L. Moody once said, "Many people are willing to do great things for God, but very few are willing to do small things for God." Ministry, it doesn't require a stage or a platform. Every grocery store visit, soccer game, or even a birthday party is an opportunity to be God's light. Whether it's praying with a struggling friend or showing consistent kindness to a difficult coworker, we are called to love God in the place that whoever he places in our path. Because we live in this culture that is so obsessed with big, flashy achievements. Because social media, it celebrates the grand gestures, you know, those viral moments, the massive successes. But God operates differently. He sees the small acts of obedience just as valuable as the larger ones. So maybe you're not called to preach to thousands of people, but you can encourage your coworker who's maybe having a tough day. Or perhaps you're not going to write the best-selling book, but you can text a friend who's struggling. And you might not lead a massive ministry, but you can serve faithfully in your local church. These aren't consolation prizes. They're exactly where God has called you to be and what you to do. Because every act of obedience matters to God, regardless of how many people notice. This single mom who prays over her child every night is just as important in God's kingdom as the famous evangelist. Or the person who serves quietly in the church nursery is just as valuable as the worship leader on stage. God doesn't measure success the way the world does. He looks at the heart, the faithfulness, the love behind our actions. So when we serve with pure motives, even the smallest acts become powerful tools in God's hands. So your sphere of influence, it might seem small, but to God, it's exactly the right size for the purpose he has for you. So don't despise small beginnings or opportunities that seem insignificant, because God specializes in using ordinary people doing ordinary things to accomplish extraordinary purposes. So here are some practical steps that can guide us through the process. You need to listen. The Holy Spirit, he rarely shows us the entire path at once. Instead, he reveals the next step. So be sensitive to his voice and trust that he will connect all of the dots in your life. Because looking back, you will see that his hand is guiding you through every decision. Stay connected to community. The local church, it truly provides the best community and accountability. So surround yourself with people who are going to encourage your faith and challenge you to grow. The people around you make the difference, because who you surround yourself with is who you are going to become. And then maintain a life of prayer. Prayer is our vehicle for transformation. The more that we talk to God, the easier it becomes to recognize his voice and respond to his leading. So think of prayer as talking to your best friend. The more time you spend with that friend, the easier it becomes to recognize each other's voices. I used to hate it how my parents would pray about something, and they would be led pretty quickly about what they were supposed to do, and I always wondered why it took God so long to answer me. But it wasn't that he wasn't speaking to me. I just didn't recognize his voice. And so when I took time in prayer to just be still and to listen, the easier it became to recognize his voice. Because like I said in the beginning, life rarely unfolds the way that we expect it. And God rarely shows us the complete picture up front. Instead, he's revealing our path one step at a time, asking us to trust his journey that he has for us. This can feel frustrating when we want to see the whole plan, but there's wisdom in God's approach. Imagine if God showed you everything that you would face in the next 10 years, every challenge, every loss, every difficult season. Would you have the courage to move forward? Probably not, because God reveals our path gradually because he knows we can only handle so much at once. His step-by-step guidance, it protects us while we're building our faith. When you're walking in darkness and you're only using a flashlight, you can't see the entire path, but you can see enough to take that next step in front of you. And that's how God leads us. He gives us enough light for that next step. And as we take in the faith, he illuminates the step after that. So this process requires us to develop the spiritual muscles that we might not otherwise build of trust, patience, and dependence on God. Because each time that we obey without seeing the full picture, we grow stronger in faith. And each time that we choose to trust God's character when we can't see his plan, we become more like Jesus. Remember, God's ultimate goal, it isn't to get us to a destination. It's to transform us along the way. So trust the process, even when you can't see the outcome. Because the quicker that you respond to God's promptings in your life, the easier it becomes to walk in obedience. So whether he's asking you to pray for a stranger or make a difficult decision, immediate obedience builds spiritual muscle. So you may be experience disappointment along the way, but you won't be disappointed in the end when you trust the one who made you, because he knows everything that you need. So I want to challenge you today to look at your current circumstances, whether they are struggles or successes, as part of the process in developing your purpose. Because instead of focusing on what you think should be happening, ask God to show you what he wants to use right where you are today. Because God is going to connect all of the dots in your life. Your job is simply to take the next step that he shows you, because trusting that his plan is better than anything you could have imagined for yourself. So let's trust the process of purpose and allow God to direct our steps. And so as I close, I want to just pray for everybody right now. So God, I just thank you just for everyone who is here today. I thank you for all of the mothers in the room. And God, I don't want to go without the opportunity. If there is anybody in this room that does not know you, God, I want to give them the opportunity that they're going to trust you. They are surrendering their life to you. So if that is if this is your first time, or if you would like to surrender your life to God, just please raise your hand. Amen. All right. And next, if you are struggling with purpose, maybe you're like, Kaylee, this sermon was spot on today, and I truly don't know what my purpose is, and I've struggled with that, of listening to the enemy. I just want to pray for you right now. So if you have been struggling with your purpose, I just want you to raise your hand right now so that I can pray for you. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for everybody in this room. Lord, we come against every lie and attack from the enemy that they are struggling with their purpose. But God, I thank you that you are going to reveal to them what they are supposed to do. Lord, we know that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of them. And so, God, I just thank you that you are going to surround them with the right people, that they are going to have a hunger and a desire to stay connected to you, and that they are going to be walking out boldly into what you have called them to do, God. So I just praise you and thank you for everyone here, that you are revealing their purpose to them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. We are going to do our last song.